Welcome back, everyone, and we've got Coach King with us. Coach, good to have you with us. First district win, and started a little slow, but picked up in the second quarter, and everything broke loose.
Well, yeah, it did kind of start slow. You know, defense, I thought we played a pretty good first half, and, you know, we put them in a bad situation there at the end of the half, give up the field goal, and then, you know, just some things happen. But we got to coach better, we got to play better, and we got to execute better, you know, if we're going to beat good teams down the road. And you know, hats off to Wes Mesquite. They came in, and regardless of their record, they came in and competed and mixed it up with us, and, you know, made it tighter, maybe what some had hoped for. You know, we had an opportunity to get everybody in the game with senior night, and I think that was a plus for us, and we're able to, you know, go to 1-0 on the district record and cover the max number of points. So all in all, I mean, we accomplished, you know, what we needed to do tonight to get the win, but the big picture is we have to play better and coach better.
You know, you mentioned senior night, and that's usually the last game of the year. Tonight it's the second home game of the year. So, I mean, just things a little different, but 2020's been a kind of different year anyway.
It sure has, but, you know, I thought it was important the way our schedule fell to make sure we got senior night in. And, you know, with our last home game is scheduled during the week of Thanksgiving. It is on Black Friday, a 2 o'clock kickoff, and, you know, who knows what will happen a month from now. So we tried to take advantage of it while we could. Those kids, particularly these seniors, you know, they've lost enough, and I didn't want them to lose an opportunity to be recognized in front of Lobo Nation. You know, we had 43 seniors and one student assistant that we recognized tonight, and I think it's always a special time for them.
You got to be happy with the fact that the number of turnovers we got again tonight. We recovered a couple of fumbles and had an interception. So, from that standpoint, it was a pretty good game.
Well, yes, I am. I'm pleased with the fact we created turnovers. I'm not very happy with the fact we had committed two of our own. You know, and one was a guy made a good play, undercut a ball, and then when we fumbled, start the second half. You know, come out after halftime and. Got a 32-point lead, and the first thing we do is drop one on the ground and, you know, give them momentum, a chance to get back in the game. But we answered that with a big kickoff return and punched in another touchdown. So, you know, we were able to get that that back even. But, you know, just too many penalties tonight, whether it was between the whistles, after the whistle. It was not a very clean game. And, you know, and we got to have more discipline than that and maintain our composure a little better.
Let's go back to your defense. In the second quarter, I mean, they just completely took over the game. They played fast. They played very physical. And I think they got four turnovers in the second quarter.
Yeah, that's big for us. Now, you know, they've created a bunch. And I'm talking about there were some licks thrown out there. I mean, great tackles. You can hear the pads pop and knocking the ball loose. And that's the kind of defense we need to play, you know. And, of course, that gave us – you know, opportunity, short field, short grass. I mean, right there in the second quarter, we hit a few of them pretty quickly on them. So, I mean, it was and also they got a defensive score, you know, on a big hit by Jacoby, which caused the guy to knock the ball loose on a backwards pass, a lateral pass they threw there out wide. So, you know, defensively, we did what we needed to do there in the second quarter and created turnovers and short field and even got scores.
You know, John, the kickoff returns, most of the people try to kick away from Meredith because they know how good he is, and then they kick it to Shannon Jackson, and he shows what he can do. And we got two kickoff return people probably as good as we've ever had.
Well, you know, both those guys are pretty good with the football in their hand, you know, and of course, Shannon's played some tailback for us in the past, so he's no stranger to carrying the football, you know, and of course, Caden, when he gets his hands on it. Norman turns out pretty good. Excuse me. But, you know, it's that's
you?
Why they're back there. They got to make things happen, you know. And the heck of a return out of Shannon, you know, after the fumble, and they scored to make it, whatever, 35-10. And, you know, and we need to answer. And that kickoff term was a big answer.
another big night by both your running backs. They seem to get better every week, and that means the offensive line's playing better. But man, what a load to try to stop both those two.
Well, they complement one another very well, and of course, Kiki, he's got to do a lot of little more dirty work than what Philback does normally. But they do complement one another. Very unselfish players, and it's a good situation we're in the backfield with those guys, for sure. Yeah, the one thing I guess that that still concerns me is the number of penalties. Like I alluded to earlier, that's just absolute lack of focus. Some of them, because we, you don't do them one game, you go back, revert back to doing them in the next. It's not like we don't practice trying to draw our offensive line off sides. That happened again tonight. I thought, defensively, we still having issues getting off the field on third and long. I think we gave up a touchdown on the 4th and 15 play. You work your tail off getting those long yardage situations, and you got to quit giving those up.
You did have a couple of really great stands late in the first quarter. In the first half, they had the ball, seems like, for 20 plays down there inside about the 15-yard line and never could punch it in.
Yeah, they did, but defense bowed their neck there. It seemed like they were out there most of the second quarter because they created turnovers. We got quick scores. Then we get a defensive touchdown. They got to go right back out there. So they did a great job there in the second quarter. And when we put them in bad positions with the turnovers, even the fumble starts the second half, I thought we were going to hold them to a field goal where the defense was playing. But they made a good throw down there and got it inside the one.
This is a very, very physical defense that we have this year. It seems like everybody out there will strike you if they get a chance.
Yeah. We got some big hit guys, I think that they're playing extremely hard. Sometimes we play so hard to run ourselves out of position. But, yeah, they've got some big hit guys, with Cabo and McCoy. And hell, I saw him bring the hat a few times tonight. Of course, out of the secondary, I thought, Jacoby had a big hit for us that allowed us to get those points on the defensive touchdown.
So you're 1-0, and you go to Wiley East next week. I know that'll be another big one, and you'll be ready to go by Friday night. So we'll congratulate you one more time for going 1-0 in district. And I think that's 21 games in a row you've won here at Lobo Stadium. So there's always some good stuff out of that.
Well, it's always nice to play at home, and always nice to win at home. I can tell you that because our kids feed off of it. And even tonight, I thought we had a pretty good crowd, and the band was here playing. So. Big night at Lobo Stadium. We got to get ready to take the show on the road next week to Wiley East, a place we've never played. It's only going to get tougher. The more you play in this league and more you throughout the year, teams get better. And the Lobos need to do the same.
Well, we're going to let you get out of here. We've got to, talk about a little event. Somebody you know pretty well, your horn man, paid a visit to Gene today at the car wash.
Yeah.
We're going to have to talk about that just a little bit. And I'm pretty sure he's listening. Wild Man's listening by now. So we're going to let you go unless you want to hear about that story. Or maybe you've probably got some sources that can fill you in.
I'll have to get some sources to fill me in. I've heard enough. I got enough Wild Man stories laughing. Blast me the rest of the night anyway.
I understand. I think we all
y'all,
congratulations, John.
Y'all take
great
care, and I'll see
tonight.
Y'all next week, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right. Go Lobos.